one of the leading researchers and educators in whale and dolphin conservation will be sharing his knowledge and new book at the Mount Barker Library this evening. His name is Dr. Mike Bosley, and he's the author of Dolphins, Whales and Me. He joins me now to tell us more. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Jenny.
Now, what draws you to these incredible marine creatures?
Well, I think the main thing that originally drew me to them was the fact that dolphins in particular have a brain as large and as complex as ours, and that really fascinated me. And I wondered what they did with it, this brain that seems to be every bit as powerful as ours, living in such a different environment and such a different world.
Wow, and that was a few decades ago, and you've never looked back.
That's right. Well, once I got into it, I discovered that, in fact, in most parts of the world, the dolphins and whales have got lots and lots of problems, and we need to try and do something about improving their lives.
Yeah, so I understand that, you know, I mean, it's no secret to a lot of people who care about the environment that things are looking kind of bleak. There's, you know, the latest State of the Environment report is out today. 78% of the country's coastal salt marshes have been lost since colonisation, and we're losing more mammals than any other country. What do you make of the current situation and how our marine creatures are faring?
Well, I guess the first thing to say is I'm really pleased that this report's finally been released, because it does illustrate the serious condition that our environment's in and the animals that live within it. Hopefully, it prods the current government into actually acting on the various recommendations that are involved. And in the case of whales and dolphins, which is my specific interest, I really hope it leads to better protection for their environments, better marine protected areas.
Mm, and that's something that you actively work on. I understand your research led to the establishment of the Adelaide Dolphin Sanctuary, is that right?
Yeah, that is right. When I first started, the problems with the environment that the Adelaide Dolphins lived in were horrendous. There's huge amounts of pollution. There was lots of rubbish getting put in the water. There were dolphins being hit by speeding boats, and there are also people out there actually shooting and stabbing the dolphins.
Jeez. So
once we managed to get the government to declare it a dolphin sanctuary, things improved. They're still far from being perfect, but things have definitely improved.
And how about the whales? I know that there is a protected environment down in, I think it's around Encounter Bay, down on the south coast. Is that a particularly important area?
Well, this is one of the areas that the mum whales come to have their calves, and it was an extremely important area back in the old days before the coming of white people, because that was where the early whalers based themselves in Encounter Bay, and they pretty much wiped out the whales that went there. And it's only now that the whales are rediscovering Encounter Bay as an important place for them to have as a birth spot.
Right, there you go.
So it is important to ensure that it's a place that they're comfortable and they have their calves. In what we call sanctuaries, they actually prohibit the taking of any wildlife or materials from the environment. So it has total protection, just like a terrestrial park does. Because the marine environment's so complicated, we just don't know how taking certain species, whether it's extracting abalone or fishing or whatever it might be, what effect that might have on the overall functioning of the ecosystem. And so it's important that we have these areas where nothing's allowed to be taken.
What do you make of tourism? How do you think it impacts the animals, the dolphins in the Port River, and also the whales in the marine park?
It's a double-edged sword. In some ways, it's fantastic in that it allows people to see and learn and appreciate the animals that they're seeing, and whether it's whales or dolphins. On the other hand, there is potential for tourism if it's not very carefully managed and very sensitively undertaken to actually have a negative impact. So it's a good thing if it's managed properly, basically.
Right. Tread lightly.
Yeah.
Yeah. With us at the moment is Dr. Mike Bosley. He's a leading researcher and educator in whale and dolphin conservation. Is there anything that the average person can do apart from treading lightly to support these marine creatures?
Well, one of the most insidious of the threats that dolphins and whales and seals and so forth have is getting entangled in marine litter, whether it's recreational fishing litter. And so it's really important that people go fishing not to use lines that are too light so that they break off and get into the marine system. And always take home your lines and plastic bags and anything else that you go fishing with, to try and keep all of that marine litter out of the environment, because if it gets on dolphins, for example, it can actually kill them.
Right, yeah, I suppose just the increasing amount of litter and rubbish we have in, you know, at the moment, it must be reassuring to you that at least the state government's working to reduce plastic waste and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's been a huge positive development.
Yeah, and tell us about your book. You've spent a bit of time putting it together. I imagine it's never easy putting together a book. Tell us about Dolphins, Whales and Me and how that came to be.
Well, it's a book that chronicles my 50 years involvement in education, conservation and research on whales and dolphins. I've been involved in seeing lots and lots of changes over the years, many of them positive, but many of them negative as well. When I first got involved, Australia was still commercially whaling.
Really?
Whales over in Albany in Western Australia.
Oh, my goodness.
In 1977. That ceased very quickly after that. And also when I got involved, there were something like 20,000 whales being killed every year in all of the oceans of the world. And now there's no whaling in the Southern Hemisphere at all. And the number of whales killed each year is down to probably 1,000 or a bit more. So there have been some definite advantages and improvements. But also in my book, I do document the impacts that climate change is having on all of nature, really, but on the marine environment and marine habitats, and how unless we deal with climate change, it's going to have terribly negative impacts on marine life and whales and dolphins.
Would you like to see governments reduce fossil fuel reliance and that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. That's fossil fuels are probably the main cause of climate change, and the quicker we can do away with coal and gas-fired power stations, and the quicker we can move to electric cars, and quicker we can move to better insulated houses, the better it's going to be for everybody. I mean, we only have to look at the news and what's happening in Europe at the moment with the heat waves that are happening there, the never before seen heat waves, and 40 degrees is in England is just incredible. Mm. And it's just a foretaste of what's going to happen everywhere. We're all going to fry. Unless we do something about it, we and all of nature are basically doomed.
Wow, yeah. Geez, you've seen a big transition, a big change over the years, and, you know, really sad with the current state of the environment, but interesting to hear that there's been some wins as well. Looking forward to hearing more from you as well this evening at the Mount Barker Library. I believe that's on from 6:30. You'll be talking about your book. And will there be a Q&A?
Yeah, definitely happy to answer questions, yep.
Oh, great. We'll get in touch with the library if you'd like to book a spot. There's an Eventbrite link as well. Thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Mike Bosley. Really lovely to have you on the program.
Great. Thank you, Jenny. Appreciate the talk.